Missouri Synod will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 19th Psalm we hear, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. Gracious God, as we begin this week, help us to see that you provide all that we need. Help us to understand the majesty of what you have created and proclaim these gifts. And help us to be good stewards of your resources and let us share them with those who have a need. And may we use this time to grow closer to one another, to know each other, and to be a help to each other. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. See you tomorrow. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Bernsketter, Black,
here.
Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26,
here.
Carter, Serpoy, Coleman,
here.
Crawford,
here.
Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon,
here.
Hoskins, Huff, Koenig,
here.
Luchtmeyer,
here.
May, McCreary, Moon,
here.
Mosley,
here.
O'Loughlin,
here.
Razor,
here.
Rizzo,
here.
Roberts,
here.
Rowden,
here.
Schroer,
here.
Thompson Rader, Trent,
here.
Washington,
here.
Williams.
Quorum is established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 12, 2023.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Shelby, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived and it be approved as having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those in contrary say no. You guys appear to have it. You guys do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Senator from the 4th.
Introduction of guests, Mr. President.
Senator, would you like to seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest?
Absolutely, sir.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Mr. President, I have with me some very important people. I have the Reverend Ken McCoy. I have Seth Ferranti. He is a filmmaker here with me today on the side. I have Daryl Piggy also, who is an ex-producer also of the film. And I would like the Senate to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 4th District to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Lawrence County.
Inquire of the Senator from the 32nd, please.
Newton. Senator from Newton. Do you yield to an inquiry of the Senator from Lawrence?
Sure.
You may proceed.
Do I need to get a coin off my desk?
Good afternoon, Senator. I understand this is a special day in someone's world here today. Do you have any idea who that might be?
Lieutenant Governor?
Well, there's a little jingle that we used to sing when I was a kid. I really loved to hear it. And still, I like to hear my kids and my family sing it occasionally, especially when I'm turning a year older. Is that ring a bell?
Slightly, yes, sir.
Okay. I understand it's your birthday, though. Is that right?
It is.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you.
I won't tell how old you are, but you can tell that later if you want to.
28.
tell me, Senator, this is the third week of your time here in the Senate. What stood out to you most in your time here?
There's a lot I could say.
I can only imagine.
No, I love serving the people in the 32nd District and getting to know all of you better. It's been a phenomenal experience, so I'm loving it.
That's great. Well, this is your first inquiry, I guess. Is that right?
It is, sir.
Well, I think you're nailing it. You did good. And so I wish you well, and I wish you a happy birthday. Maybe others will come by and pat you on the back, 28-year-old. So thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the senator from the 26th?
Senator from the 26th District, Franklin County. Do you yield to an inquiry of the senator from Lawrence? You might want to put your microphone on. You may proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
I don't think it's your birthday, is it?
It is not.
Okay. I understand that you have a history in the food serving industry. Is that correct?
I do. I own a small family restaurant called Satchmo's Bar and Grill over in Chesterfield.
Huh? Yeah, and I won't take time to talk a lot about what you endured the last few years, but I think some know, and maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about that at another time. But I asked the senator from 32nd, from Newton, about her experience so far, and I'll ask you the same question. Third weekend, what stands out to you?
Well, regarding the restaurant, let's just say that the last couple of years was traumatizing enough to cause me to go and do something crazy, like run for Senate. So just to kind of give you some insight there. So far, it's been amazing. I feel it's an honor and privilege to serve with everyone in this room, and it's just extremely rewarding. You leave at the end of the day, you feel exhausted, but you don't really realize it till you leave because you're enjoying it, and just look forward to continuing to work with everybody here.
Very good. I know this is just our first inquiry. Hopefully there'll be many more, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair would like to request unanimous consent to introduce a special guest. Behind me, I'm privileged to introduce to the body someone who's not a stranger by any means, the former Lieutenant Governor of the state, former President Pro Tem of this Missouri Senate, a good friend of this chamber. Let's everybody welcome Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. The order of business before the body is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I'd like to request a point of personal privilege.
The Senator from Shelby County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to let the body know that Senator David Doctorian passed away, and I wanted to give you some information about the many things that he did and the way he served our state. David Doctorian, 88, of Macon, Missouri, died peacefully on January the 12th. Throughout his extraordinary life, he was an immigrant, an educator, an ordained minister, a state senator, and a farmer who served God, his family, and his country with tremendous energy and purpose. After suffering a severe stroke in 2016, his wife, Phyllis, faithfully cared for him at home, where he was surrounded by family and life on the farm. David was born in Lebanon on November the 9th, 1934, to Mary and Paul Doctorian, who fled Armenia as children to escape the genocide against Christians by the Ottoman Empire. He and his five siblings lived in the poverty-stricken Armenian Christian quarter of Jerusalem. Unable to afford school, David dropped out at the age of 12 and shined shoes to pay for a tutor. At 15, he won a scholarship to the Melkonian Educational Institute in Cyprus, a boarding school for children of Armenian refugees. His dream of studying in the United States came true in 1954 when he was offered a work scholarship at God's Bible School in Cincinnati, Ohio. He went on to earn his Bachelor of Arts degree in education and then accepted a high school teaching position in North Missouri. A teacher by day, a student by night, he earned both a Bachelor of Science in Education and a Master's in History from Kirksville State Teachers College, which of course is now Truman State University. David married Phyllis Taylor on August the 12th, 1959, and over the next 20 years, he taught American history, civics, French, world history, and philosophy at South Shelby High School, then at Moberly Area Community College. He earned a master's in political science from the University of Missouri in 1973, completing his doctoral coursework there in 1976. While researching his dissertation in political science, he was invited to run for Missouri's, at that time, 28th district and won, a seat he held for the next 14 years. During this time, he and Phyllis were raising their four children on their farm near Macon. In 1974, David was asked to fill in at Plevna Christian Church after their minister left. Three Sundays later, he was invited to be their full-time minister, and he served that congregation for 40 years, retiring in 2014. In 2011, he published his memoir, My Life Journey, From the Streets of Jerusalem to the Halls of the Missouri Senate, as a gift to his children, grandchildren, and extended family. He described the day he became a U.S. citizen in 1963 as one of the proudest days of his life. He possessed an immigrant's optimism. So far, so good, he often said at the end of the day. Let's see what tomorrow will bring. David consistently exhibited an attitude of thankfulness, finding a reason to be thankful, regardless of circumstance. I would ask you to join me in a moment of silence in respect for David Doctorian.
Will the Senate rise for a moment of silence for Mr. Doctorian? Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Ozark County.
Nation needed.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 494, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to health care advisory committees.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 495, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to state funding for early childhood education programs.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 496, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to charter school funding.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd was on his feet and audible first.
Five bills.
Please send forward your legislative package.
Thank you, Mr. President. They are all fantastic bills, but no description required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 497, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to gender identity in schools.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 498, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to an income tax deduction for overtime compensation.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 499, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to Motor Vehicle Administrative Technology Fund.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 500, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to statewide grand juries.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 501, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to clean energy generation.
Introduction of bills. Senator, the junior senator from St. Charles County was first audible.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill I'm sending forward. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 502, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to criminal laws.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Scott County.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation necessary.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 503, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to personal finance academic performance standards.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 504, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to Kratom products.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 505, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
The order of business, introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence County, you kind of cheated, but I'll let you have it.
No, I got have one bill, Mr. President. No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 506, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to minimum prison terms.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 3rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 507, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to lead poisoning.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin County. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 508, introduced by Senator Brown, 26, an act relating to school board recall elections.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Clay County.
Mr. President, can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry carefully.
Should I wear a brighter color tomorrow to get your attention? Or?
I just frankly couldn't see you or hear you. I don't know what to say.
Mr. President,
I'm glad
to
see your sleeves are covered.
The world isn't falling apart. I have a bill, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 509, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to tax credits for child care.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
No explanation needed at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th District was first audible.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 510, introduced by Senator Razor, an act relating to HIV pre-exposure prophylactics.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Very briefly.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2 years ago, we passed here in this chamber and on the other side of the building a bill on a piece of legislation that allows pharmacists to distribute a what could potentially be a life-saving drug over the counter that people who have been exposed to HIV, if they take it within a certain time period, 72 hours, will not be permanently infected. Within that bill, we left some of the rulemaking up to two different boards, the Board of Healing Arts and the Board of Pharmacy, and unfortunately, one of those two boards is not coming to the table. So we now are rewriting the bill to give the other board the right to set the rules, and if the group that won't come to the table would like to give input, they may, but it is not required under this legislation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. You got beat again, Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 511, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to pharmacy services in hospitals.
Introduction of bills. Senator of the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 512, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to insurance coverage of prescription contraceptives.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
Not at this time, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Without any objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator in the fourth.
Mr. President, can I inquire of the senator from Clay?
Senator from Clay is going to her seat. Senator Clay, do you yield to inquire from the senator from the 4th District?
Yes, I yield.
Please proceed.
Senator, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. How are you, Senator?
Well, I'm a little perturbed, but you know, other than that, I'm excellent.
What perturbs you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about Missouri and their opioids. So basically, in the state of Missouri, right now, just in the spring of 2019, Missouri has experienced 951 fatal opioid overdoses. That's a 42% increase since 2015. And so when you look around the state, you know, we talk about the percentage, you know, of opioid deaths around the state, the mortality rate in our state. We got an 80.69% in St. Louis City, Jefferson City, 47.86, Dent, 44.67, Franklin, 42.34, Phelps, 41.4, Washington, 39.28. And just listen, Franklin County, spring of 2019, 24 fatal opioid overdoses. Crawford County, 3. In the spring of 2019. This is just the spring. I'm not even talking about the whole year. Dent County, 6 fatal overdoses, spring of 2019. Gasconade, 4. Greene County had 48 in the spring of 2019. Jefferson County, 73 in the spring of 2019. Lincoln County, 12. Maria County, 6. Perry County, 3. This is just the spring of 2019. Just pull this data. Phelps County, 17. I just want to go to Pike County, 3. All over the state. Pulaski County, 16. Southwest Region, 10 fatal overdoses from opioid. St. Charles County, 78 fatal overdoses. Genevieve County, 6. St. Louis City, 245 fatal. St. Louis County, 250. Stone County, 7. Warren County, 9. Haney County, 6. Washington County, 6. Boone County, 24. Christian County, 8. Senator, I'm just concerned that we're not doing enough in order to help our constituencies across the state when it comes to this health crisis of opioids. And what the reason I'm bringing it up to the floor is because I brought a group of gentlemen up here. One of them was Pastor Ken McCoy, and the other gentleman who actually did the film was Seth Ferranti. And what they did was they said, okay, we have this crisis, and these people have no places to go because an opioid crisis is not a 9-to-5 job. So they have these outreach places, but people don't have anywhere to go to detox in our various places. They have to travel so far, and these places are full or don't have any beds available. And so I wanted to show this short film just to show the legislature what we're up against. And this is just in one area of the county. And they went about at night in this film encountering people who were suffering with this health crisis. And I remember one lady said, can you help me? Can you help me? And they said they were going to help her. He came back 3 days later when he found somewhere for her to go, but she had died from an overdose.
Wow.
3 days later.
Well, as you point out, it affects our constituents across the state, not just in one area. And, you know, the loss of one life is too many, but this is a pretty serious epidemic. So thank you for bringing attention to it, and thanks to these filmmakers as well.
It is a pretty serious epidemic. And the thing about it is, we received $458 million in opioid settlement, the state of Missouri. We're going to have to build some facilities that can treat these individuals, and we're going to have to do it quickly if we want to help, because the problem is just exacerbating. These are 42% increases since 2015, and I'm concerned about it. And so what I would like to do is I want to invite the gentleman back, and I'm hoping I have some people that are willing to watch the little hour and a half film, so that I know it's tough watching it, but we have to see what we're dealing with. So I want to thank you for the inquiry. I wanted to make sure that I got that in today, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
So shall be referred to committee. Announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator Shelby. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Missouri Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.